you have sovereignty over your energy. And so before you go into a situation, take a few minutes, take 5-10 minutes and ground yourself, right? Do a little meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Imagine yourself going into this situation and imagine the most empowered version of you. How would that version of you show up in that situation? How would that version of you handle people's annoying remarks? How would that version of you handle conflict? What would that version of you do when they felt triggered, right? Kind of like mentally rehearse before you go into the situation can be really, really helpful. And then an added layer to that that you can do is imagine that you have this like protective shield around you, right?
Welcome to the Sensitive and Soulful Show. If you're the type of person who's often heard that you're too sensitive, you're too emotional, you're just too much, this is your place. Hi, my name is Alyssa Boyer, and I'm a mentor for highly sensitive people. My mission in life is to help other highly sensitive souls learn how to embrace their sensitivity as a gift. Each week, I will share tools, tips, and stories for you to learn how to lean into your sensitivity and learn how to work with it instead of fighting against it. I believe the world is a better place when more sensitive, deep-feeling people feel comfortable and confident in their skin. And I can't wait to show you how. So get comfy and let's dive in.
Hi, my friend. I'm so happy to be here talking with you today. We have had so much happening in the world, in the US, over the past couple weeks. And yeah, there's been a lot of intensity, a lot of just like energy that we're feeling collectively. And this can feel really intensified, especially when you're highly sensitive. And so I've been really feeling pulled to create content and just provide resources to support you through all of that. And so that's really what today's episode is going to be about. And before we get into that, you probably heard at the top of the episode about my Unbotherable workshop, which is my free workshop for helping you learn how to manage and neutralize triggers. And I planned out hosting this workshop like a few months ago. Like I knew that I was going to host it in early December. And, you know, I'm so grateful for the timing with which I planned that because it feels needed now more than ever. So literally, you guys, that workshop, this is the second time I've hosted it. And the first time I hosted it this past summer, I got an overwhelming amount of positive feedback. Like people freaking loved that workshop. And so I'm so, so excited to offer it again. And by the way, if you're listening to this later, it will be something that you can watch at any time. It'll be recorded. So no worries if you're not able to join that with us live this time around. You'll be able to catch the replay. The link will be in the show notes here. And you can also always find it on my website at sensitiveandsoulful.com/trigger, T-R-I-G-G-E-R. Otherwise, you'll find that linked in the show notes. And just a quick like little synopsis of what that workshop is. It's a free workshop where I'm going to teach you my 6-step process for managing and neutralizing your triggers so that you feel less anxious, you don't take things so personally, and you know how to calmly respond instead of emotionally react and or blame yourself in challenging situations. It'll be taking place live on Wednesday, December 4th at 10 a.m. Pacific. Like I said, it will be recorded, but I highly recommend being there live if you can swing it, if you can make it. And then again, link to sign up is in the show notes or sensitiveandsoulful.com/trigger. Okay. So today's episode is going to be along those lines of how to remain grounded and really in this vibe of being more unbotherable when you are in challenging situations, when you're around triggering people, when you're feeling like there's just a lot going on, you know, like living in today's world. How do we manage that? And, you know, I think about this a lot as we approach the holidays because, you know, as we get closer to the holidays, I'm always hearing from my close clients, things like, oh my gosh, I have to deal with my mom who is just, you know, really emotionally immature.
She's always making these comments that are really hurtful. She's always passive aggressive. She's always blaming others, complaining, whatever, right? You know, everyone has different situations within their family, and it can be really triggering. It can be a time where you feel like, ooh, okay, you're just up against situations that can be really, really uncomfortable. And so I want to talk about how we can manage those situations, how you can be around people who might think really differently than you, right? Again, post-election here in the United States, there's going to be a lot of like strong opinions out there, and that can be a lot to hold. And that can be a really, really overwhelming to feel as a highly sensitive person. Even thinking about like all of what I'm going to talk about today will also apply to the way that you navigate social media. I see like way too many HSPs getting really, really sucked up in social media, going down rabbit holes and literally negatively impacting your energy because you're having such a hard time shutting it off. And that obviously just like impacts the way you feel. It can be draining. It can be exhausting. All of the things. So I want you to understand that there are ways for you to feel more grounded, rooted, and sturdy in a variety of situations. And I also want you to assess when it's time to strengthen your boundaries and, you know, make different choices to really, really protect your peace. Because at the end of the day, like my goal for you is to feel as good as possible. I want you to be able to handle different scenarios without it totally taking you down, without it totally exhausting you or making you feel completely on edge and overwhelmed and all of the things. So first and foremost, underlying vibe around here, always and forever, is around taking radical responsibility for our experience as HSPs. And so what I mean by that is my approach with HSPs and how I'm always going to talk to you guys is through the lens of empowerment. We are not a victim to our circumstances. We are empowered and we can take ownership over our circumstances, meaning, yeah, we can't control how other people around us act. We can't control their viewpoints, the things that they say, their annoying habits. Like we cannot control those things. We can only manage how we respond to them. Okay, so I did a post last week about how this idea of how no one can make us feel any type of way. Oh, and I did a podcast about this a couple weeks ago too. I forgot about that. So podcast a couple weeks ago, I think it's episode 169. And then I talked about that on Instagram as well. And I got a lot of pushback on that post on Instagram, which I had a feeling I would, and I'm completely okay with that. Sometimes having a strong opinion means people will disagree or be triggered by it. And that's completely fine. But basically the gist of it is, you know, just because somebody says something rude or annoying or, you know, irritating, we do not have to allow that to negatively impact the rest of our day. So no one can make us act annoyed. No one can make us be in a bad mood. Now, we will have an initial emotional reaction to whatever that person said or did, right? Which is normal. It's healthy. We have to process and feel that emotion. So it's about, okay, let's say that you're with your family and your mom makes a really annoying and uncalled for political comment. And you're like, really? And your initial reaction is to be angry and annoyed and to want to like that to just dampen the day and ruin everything, right? So that's the initial reaction. And so it's like, okay, you can feel that, right? Like, please feel that. Allow yourself to, you know, create space. You don't have to fight it and say, no, I'm wrong for feeling that. But then from there, you have a choice as to how you want to proceed, right? So you can either say, oh, okay, this is ruined. It's going to be a horrible time. I hate this. Or you can say, okay, you know what? I know this about my mom. I know this is super frustrating with her. I know that she's, you know, been like this for my whole life. I'm just going to let this one go. And, you know, I'm going to focus on us having a good time. And then when I get home, I'm going to regulate myself and, you know, clear my energy, right? That's one approach. Another approach, which I would recommend if, you know, if this feels like within the realm of something that you could bring yourself to do, would be to set a boundary and that right there in that moment, feel the anger and then take an action to help protect your peace, which could look like,
hey, mom, you know, I really want to have a great time. So let's just not talk about political things at all. This is just a boundary that I have. Point blank, no need to explain any further. And then if she tries to keep going into it, you could just say, again, I already said it, I'm not open to discussing this stuff here, and then changing the subject. Something like that. Instead of it being something that causes you to spiral, want to retreat, leave, have a horrible time, and absolutely hate it, right? Now, I'm not saying, oh, this is going to be the most enjoyable time ever. Like when you're around people that kind of trigger you, you know, trigger your wounds, trigger just all these feelings, it can be hard. Like, I'm not going to undermine that. It can be really hard. It can feel like you have to put in extra effort just to feel okay. And my encouragement to you in these moments is put in that extra effort to feel okay, meaning recognizing the feeling that's getting triggered within you, and make it an intentional practice to see the opportunity in the situation, whether the opportunity is to self-regulate and process it later with your partner, whether the opportunity is to speak up and set a boundary in that moment and really feel empowered in, you know, the way that you're showing up, or, you know, alternatively, it's like, okay, choosing to leave, that's okay too, protecting your peace, right? But I always will encourage you to look at how you can take ownership and choose an empowered stance in every single situation, rather than feeling like you are at the mercy of other people, rather than feeling like, oh, they made this annoying comment, they ruin everything, they always just make me feel horrible. Like, that is just giving other people your power. And you are so much more powerful than that. You are so much bigger than that. You are so much greater than that, right? And again, like I'm saying, this doesn't mean that you have to put yourself in spaces that are with people that are toxic or unsafe to you, right? Use discernment. Sometimes, again, the most empowered thing you can do is say no to that family party, say no to that, you know, invitation to go out with those people, because you know that it doesn't feel good, right? But if it is a situation where you are planning to go, then I really want to encourage you to see, okay, what's the opportunity here? How can I choose empowerment in this moment rather than allowing another person's actions or words to now dictate my experience, right? I always say, like, I don't want anyone else's actions or words to now just like ruin my day and like put me in a bad mood. Like, I am more powerful than that. You are more powerful than that. Another thing, like on a practical level, that you can do if you're about to spend time with people who are potentially triggering, who, you know, you're just feeling a little anxious, nervous, whatever, is to really take time before you go to that situation to ground yourself, to clear your energy, and to really set the intention for the type of energy you want to bring into a space. A lot of times, and I absolutely hate this rhetoric, a lot of times people will say, oh, being highly sensitive means you're just an energetic sponge, or I can't help but soak up everyone else's emotions. I just feel what everyone else is feeling. And I'm like, that is literally so disempowering to me. Like, no, I just do not subscribe to that. I don't believe it. Like, obviously, yeah, you're, as an HSP, you're more sensitive and attuned to other people's emotions and energy. But you have ownership over yours. You have sovereignty over your energy. And so before you go into a situation, take a few minutes, take 5-10 minutes and ground yourself, right? Do a little meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Imagine yourself going into this situation and imagine the most empowered version of you. How would that version of you show up in that situation? How would that version of you handle people's annoying remarks? How would that version of you handle conflict? What would that version of you do when they felt triggered, right? Kind of like mentally rehearse before you go into the situation can be really, really helpful. And then an added layer to that you can do is imagine that you have this like protective shield around you, right? It's like this invisible protective shield, but it's like you can literally envision that anytime somebody, you know, makes a comment or, you know, has negative energy or whatever, you can literally imagine that that is bouncing off of you. So there's all these little things that you can do to support yourself and to bring, like, step into a situation from an empowered place rather than from a place of, oh, this is going to be so draining. Oh, people are going to trigger me. Oh, what am I going to do? Like, that is not a way to live. Life is short, and I do not want you or me or any of us
to spend so much of it feeling like we're dreading situations and like we can't handle it and like it's going to be horrible. We have more autonomy and ownership than that. I promise you. So practice these things, make it an intentional practice, right? And then afterwards, after you're around people, after the event, make it a practice to clear your energy, right? Something people love, I talk about it all the time, is my free cord cutting meditation for HSPs. I've had like 4,000 plus people download that at this point because it's just a really simple, I think it's like a 10 to 12 minute practice that you can do to really clear your energy, to get like release any heaviness, anything from other people and just get back to yourself. It's such a nice ritual at the end of after socializing, so you can really connect back to yourself and feel connected to you and who you are, your essence, what feels good for you. So I always recommend that. I will link that in the show notes as well for you because it's a really good one. You can download it, save it to your phone, listen to it anytime. But really, again, the vibe is, okay, how can you take ownership over your experience? How can you make intentional shifts? And how can you take actions that are in alignment with it? So it's not about bypassing your experience, right? As I said, like in some situations, you know, you need to take an action such as setting a boundary or speaking up for yourself. But other times, you know, an action that you can take is just to self-regulate and to shift your mindset around something, right? If you're choosing to be in a situation, then you can either allow that to be a good experience or something that feels horrible. But we have that power within us to make that decision for ourselves. We always, always, always have a choice. That's what I want you to understand. You always have a choice. And a lot of times when we're feeling powerless or drained or exhausted or like, you know, people are out to get us and things are so hard, it's because we're assuming we don't have a choice, which is completely untrue. You always have a choice. The final thing I'll say is just to speak to briefly like social media. When there's things happening in the world, which there always are, but you know, again, with this election and just all of the aftermath and kind of chaos that people are feeling afterwards, the internet, social media can just be a wild place and it can be very intense for an HSP. And I have felt that myself the first day after the election. I was like scrolling Instagram stories and I noticed how I physically felt impacted by all of the things that I was reading. And I knew I had an opportunity to protect my peace and take some space and not keep consuming so much. And it can be hard when you get kind of sucked up into a rabbit hole and everyone's talking about all this stuff and you feel the energy and you just get immersed in it. But at the end of the day, when you start to notice yourself feeling drained, exhausted, triggered, on edge, like, oh my gosh, just feeling overwhelmed, it's on you. It's your responsibility to manage your energy. It's no one else's responsibility. And again, it's like just because you're a sensitive person doesn't mean that you're now destined to a life of feeling overwhelmed and taking on other people's energy. Part of feeling empowered as an HSP is being able to discern when you need to take a break, being able to discern when you need to disconnect and reconnect to yourself. And I know some people will say, oh, well, it's so hard. I get sucked in and then I lose track of time. And I hear that. But again, it's like you're a powerful being. You always have a choice. So make the choice to log off, make the choice to honor yourself, to know that you are greater than, you know, this app, than these things that are pulling you in. You always have a choice. That's the vibe around here. So if you're feeling drained, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling constantly triggered, my question for you is where can you take ownership over your experience? Where can you set some boundaries? Where can you be more intentional with the energy you bring? Where can you be more mindful with the people that you're spending your time with? All of this, we have so much more autonomy than we think. And I promise, like when you start to make these changes and when you start to view life in this way, you will feel so much more peaceful. You will realize, oh, wow, I'm so much more powerful than I realized. So much. And again, the best way to start working through this, like I'm so excited about this, is the Unbotherable Workshop. It's going to be awesome. It's going to give you the tools, my 6-step process for managing and neutralizing your triggers. Again, that's taking place December 4th, but the replay will be available after, and you can download it at any time. And you can get all the details at sensitiveandsoulful.com/trigger, T-R-I-G-G-E-R. And that will also be linked in the show notes. So I love you guys. I'm sending you so much love. Protect your peace. You've got this. I'm rooting you on, and I'm right there with you. Thank you so much for joining me. If you like this podcast, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and share it with a friend who might need it. And I can't wait to chat with you next time. Sending you all the love. Talk soon.